living on my own, wasting too much time trying to find the light. A switch inside my mind, it's hard to know what's real, the truth or just a feeling. But I can't tell from here.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Absolute Goop Podcast. I'm Annie.
And I'm Jen.
And hello to Chad, our fabulous producer.
Hello, Chad.
Well, we've been gone because one of us has
Are you looking at me?
Yeah, I notice you're staring at the ceiling and not looking. Your eyes can't meet mine. Yeah, one of us got to go on holiday and have a great time while safely
isolating. Yeah, I mean, it's not like I was doing like crazy stuff. I was kind of just inside of a house the whole time.
You were quarantining in paradise, so just shut up.
no offense to anyone who lives in that area, but yeah, South Carolina was not paradise.
Yeah, she was stuck in this stunning thing in Hilton Head, so my heart breaks for you. So anyway, Jen had this lovely holiday for a while there, and so now we're back. The reason why I bring this up, Jen, is one of the few times I can blame us not doing a podcast on you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's always me.
So I mean, you're correct, and it was paradise because I had my baby the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So 24/7 with my little nugget.
Yeah, you better. That's not actually her child.
Yeah, no. It's my. Well, she calls me aunt, but it's my cousin, and she's the most adorable thing ever, and she's the most perfect baby of all time.
Mm-hmm. And, it just sounded like you randomly stole a child from someone.
No, but I went down there to stay with family and kind of be a little kind of nanny, full-time nanny for a week. And it was the best thing ever.
While I was stuck in the bowels of Chicago, you were out having fun. So,
but I sent you lots of baby pictures.
Oh, you sent me the most amazing pictures. So you did kind of redeem yourself. Uh-huh. There, so.
And I didn't get eaten by the alligators.
Yeah, that's true. She did send me pictures of alligators.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
Like, no one pays attention. They don't care that there's alligators just walking across the lawn. And
well, that's like we just don't pay attention to gunshots. Same thing.
Yeah, I know, but I was more afraid of the alligators. And you can tell we're so, like, not used to that kind of stuff, and my aunt sees it, and I went down to take a picture. Like, I wasn't getting super close. I'm not Steve Irwin, but off of the deck, and she's screaming, no, I don't want my niece to get eaten. And I'm thinking, later I'm thinking, whoever heard her, because it wasn't like we were isolated, was probably like, what in the hell is going on over there?
Yeah, that's for the Jen and Annie After Dark episode. So yeah, but I'm glad you're back. Glad you made it back safely and COVID-free.
And it's been over 14 days since I returned, so I am COVID-free.
You are COVID-free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still trying to hibernate out and be good. And it's getting really frustrating. Like many of you, I'm sure, get frustrated. I had a couple days ago where I just had it, man. I just had it. And but now I'm kind of, I was going to say back to normal, but there is no normal. So, oh, well. But we had tons and tons of goo news while Jen was gone. They basically wait till Jen's left the state and then
they do
announce stuff because, you know, that's how we do it.
But they think they can sneak it past me because I'm got baby toes.
We sneak so much past you. Anyway, it's fine. And they snuck it past me. And we had a stupid, you know, we knew this was coming forever. And I told everybody working on the state, on the site, you know, be prepared. You know, Friday, all this shit's going to happen, you know, and new song dropping. And then, of course, that's my fault that I forgot that Spin had early access to it. So it actually came out on Thursday, which is awesome.
I wonder. I'm just throwing things out here. I wonder who was on social media that Thursday and not paying attention to anything because stuff was going down on Friday.
Oh, was it you?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just know it wasn't me, and I'm glad. But yeah, I was just like, oh, crap. Usually we have this when albums drop, because if you guys haven't paid attention or noticed too much before, like if you say that an album's going to drop on the 5th, generally because of the band's reach, it's like the 5th in the UK or the 5th in Australia, you know? So it's always way early. And then people yell at us saying, you said the 5th. And I'm like, yeah, but it was, you know? Anyway, so new song, lots of good news. So we have a brand new song out called Just a Man. Mm-hmm. And are you liking it?
Yeah.
I am too. And this is a song that John wrote in February, we're in the UK, right before the whole world closed down and stuff. So he co-wrote it and recorded it with producers Martin Slattery and Anthony Jen. And it's a good song. It's a good song.
That's also a little known fact why it was released early, because it was, they were going by UK time, because that's where they were.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing. Yeah. I'm stretching.
you should be. I get it. You're kind of rolling back into getting used to doing the podcast again. So, hey. But I love it. But it's coming out in a deluxe set, right?
It is. They are going to release a deluxe edition of Miracle Pill, and that will be available. You can pre-order it now, but it'll be available July 10th. And it also includes Just the Man, which I said Just the Man.
I'm proud of you, because she's been saying
just a song. And I don't know why, but yeah. So it includes Just the Man and two other new songs, Tonight Together and The Right Track, which every time I see The Right Track written, don't ask me why, I start singing The Right Stuff in my head by the one of those boy bands. I don't like the song, but whatever. So yeah, those three songs are going to be on the deluxe edition, and you can pre-order it now if you go over to googoodolls.com. You can pre-order it on any kind of service, you know, Amazon Music, Spotify, all the different ones that I don't know about because I'm 100 years old. Yeah. And will there be a physical CD, Annie?
Yes. Excuse me. I hate to be definitive on stuff and then they're like, you said. As of now, management believes that it's being put out as a physical CD too. The song itself is not a single. I'm sorry, you guys. I have this horrible
Rona
crap. Yeah, no, it's not Corona. I'm just like, no voice. It's not like the official new single. They're still running Fearless for that. It's just like something cool for you guys to have. And more fun stuff coming up around the holidays, just saying. I don't even know why I pretend to be stealth anymore. ever since goddamn Google, it's like fans is fine stuff. I'm like, hey, guess what's happening? And they're like, oh yeah, that new record that's coming out in April. Got that. And I'm like,
the truth to the rumor that the holiday stuff is going to also include them like doing a live action The Grinch.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? You can't start a rumor like that, though, because it'll go. We did that one year for April Fool's. I kid you guys not. Some of you remember this. It was about 15 years ago or something. And a gal that was working on the site then was an awesome graphic designer. No offense to the ones that are now. And she made up a whole album cover and merch for a Rasta album. And we did press releases and stuff and had quotes from John and Robbie saying, you know, they really felt this is the direction they wanted to go, all that kind of shit. People still ask me where the Rasta album is and has anybody ever got it? It's like it was an April Fool's joke. No, well, Rasta.
Under the right circumstances, any of their albums could be a Rasta album.
And we've been under some of those circumstances. So, yeah. No live action Grinch, but I think that would be amazing.
I do too. I want to be little Cindy Lou Who.
You already are little, I can't even say that. Cindy. Is it you who or Lou Who?
Little Cindy Lou Who.
Lou Who. Okay. I'm not up on it. That's great.
It's my favorite Christmas cartoon.
Is it?
It is. Mm. And I hate the live one with Jim Carrey.
Pay attention, fans. There will be a quiz at the end.
In case anybody's been up at night wondering.
that segment we used to have, the stuff that you hated, but it just got to be too much. What did we call that again?
Jen's Every Day. I don't know.
I don't know. I remember it just started getting too much.
But now.
So anyway, so deluxe set's coming out. What's the date on that, Jen?
July 10th.
July 10th. So get through the 4th of July, if you remember what days are anymore. And that will come rolling right around.
Oh, segue. What?
Uh-oh.
Segue into the 4th of July. The band uh-huh. will be playing on their Facebook.
Yeah.
Their Facebook live stream. They will be playing the Live in Buffalo July 4th concert.
Woohoo!
Twice. 9 p.m. Eastern and then again 9 p.m. Pacific. So if you're dying to see that again, which everybody should because it really is a great show.
Well, and they're going to have a listening party, you know, so you guys can all watch it together and make comments and stuff together, you know, keep it clean for the kids. But, you know, it's I think it'll be kind of fun.
Yeah. You know. And just to act like I'm there again, you know, I'm going to have someone like spray me with a hose the whole time I'm watching.
I'll volunteer. I'll do that. I'll volunteer for
I
that.
Knew you would. You're so giving.
I am. You read that someplace, didn't you?
Yeah. I did.
So that's going to be fantastic. So yeah, that for the 4th and then the 10th, you have the release.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome possum. And then right before we found out about the new song, Just a Man, we had new tour dates come out.
Yes. They were the rescheduled tour dates from the originally planned summer 2020 tour, which is now the summer 2021 tour. So they are all up. And if you can't make it for whatever reason on the new date, you can request your refund. But you have 30 days after they were announced. So that's coming up kind of.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I know people have already gotten their refund.
Yeah.
So that was pretty speedy. And again, we know you all know this by now, but just to remind you, no Lifehouse. They decided they weren't going to tour.
Yeah. And if you don't
want
to refund.
That's a whole other bitter conversation. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'll be nice.
If you do not want to refund, I know we've said this, but we have had a couple people email us. The tickets that you currently have for the original 2020 dates are still good for the 2021 venues. So
yeah. Also, people wrote and asked me like, well, what if I have a package, a VIP package that included like maybe a Lifehouse meet and greet, that kind of thing. And apparently Live Nation Ticketmaster is some people are getting like partial refunds. So the value of that, however they see on your ticket, they'll refund.
I would think.
But I think you have to call them and ask.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel like anything that has a Lifehouse meet and greet would have been purchased through Lifehouse's fan club, right? Like,
yeah, but they still used Ticketmaster and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I just felt like Lifehouse should have been putting out statements and handling that. I mean,
that would be cool, wouldn't it? Again, or I'm not going to say because I'm being nice today.
All right.
Yeah, it's the 2 days out of the month that I'm actually being
There's
nice.
There's a first
so.
Time for everything, ladies yeah. and gentlemen.
I know. I know. So, but, God, there's all so much stuff to talk about today. It's nuts. So, Fearless, Jen, not like you're fearless, but the single, Fearless.
The single, Fearless, is doing very well. The last check, it was at 32 on the Hot AC chart and 34 on the AC charts and still going up. Mm-hmm. Went up from 40-something position the week before. And to go along with that, the band has brand new Fearless merch out.
Hmm. Which is kind of cool, too. And you were depressed when you found out the one thing wasn't a shot glass, though.
I really was. I collect shot glasses, which, yeah, seems really weird, but I started when I was like a teenager. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought they had shot glasses out. Turns out it was a pint glass. Like someone on the site pointed out to me, a pint glass may be my shot glass.
That was awesome. I saw that. Yep. Yeah, so there's some great stuff there. And, you know, I just like to interject. I get so mad when people make comments about the Goo Goo Dolls and they act like they're like a legacy band or, you know, a band that all they do is they play their old hits, right? Because we know there's some bands that do that. But they still put out great new music and it still charts.
Yep.
I mean, come on, that's pretty freaking good mm-hmm. since 1986 and you're still charting. Mm-hmm. Even though charts aren't kind of a thing as much anymore, but still.
But yeah, there's cool merch out. Keychains. Oh, and the keychains are bottle openers.
Yeah, I saw that. But they didn't call them that. They called them something else. What was it? Something odd.
Joy enhancers? I don't know.
They're awesome. So, but all right. Now we've got the last of the live from home video sessions, right? The Zoom songs.
Yes, there was 6 in total. And my God, I wish they would have get some new clothes.
Stop it. Yeah, I told somebody 8, but that was counting the global citizens. So to the lovely people, I'm trying to do this with a straight face and little voice. To the lovely people that wrote me and said it was really cool how they had them wear the same outfits for each one. I know most of you know where I'm going on this one.
Yeah, they don't own any other clothes. It's a bad economy. Things are happening right now. It's a pandemic. And that's it. And they have literally given the clothes off their back to charity. That's all they've got.
Jenna's spoken.
Ooh, that week off really did something to me, Annie.
I swear to God, you're super perky now, which is kind of frightening. And I'm like barely hanging in there. And you're like vim and vinegar, as we used to say. No, they had to record a couple. The reason why I said 8, they had to record a couple for the Global Citizens thing. And then they just decided, as long as we're getting together and doing this, let's just record a bunch more of these. So fans can have something because they're very thoughtful for us. So that's where those came from. And they're all done. And I believe we have all of them up now over on the AG site. Yeah. So if you go over to absoluteglue.com and you mouse over, I believe it's music, the drop down is the live from home videos.
They even decided to let Robbie be in all of them.
Oh, that was completely unintentional. And just somebody had a little editing error there.
Using that keychain too much.
Apparently. Trying out the keychain. I like that. That was pretty good.
I'm going to start using that as a saying. I'm trying out the keychain.
Oh, God, what do I do with you, man? So weird. You guys, isn't it weird not going out to shows this year?
It is.
It's just strange. I'm really glad we're not because, you know, that whole dying thing. But still, it's just really, it's my way. Time passes. There's tour season and then Halloween, you know? So this is very odd to not have.
It isn't. And as much as I don't like to do anything social, that is the one thing I do is live shows. So it is kind of weird. I had a bunch scheduled for.
And then I get to see you when I come to town. And then this last week I put up a picture of one of the Baltimore venues and asked and see who could guess it. And I thought about, I remembered when I had pizza with you at that show prior to. And I also remember that there were, no offense, Baltimore, love you, but there were more ODs on the lawn for that show than the rest of the tour.
Yes! We are number one. Oh, man.
You know? So, but.
Hey, try not next the new year. Keychain.
Next year, trying out the new keychain. 489 days, Jen.
Till the tour starts next year?
No. Think it through.
499 days.
Nope, 489.
Okay, so.
It's Halloween. Halloween 2021.
Okay, I'm looking at Halloween 2020.
Well, no, don't do that. That's 124 days. I can't have my party this year.
Well, that really sucks because it's a Saturday.
I know. It really does.
And it's a full moon.
Well, and it sucks because Chad obviously was the life of last year's party. You know you were, Chad.
Mm-hmm. Chad thinks you should have it.
Yeah, I'm not having a bunch of people in my house unless they're randomly vaccinated at the door coming in. And that's
oh my God, that I'm going to randomly vaccinate people. They don't even know what they're getting vaccinated for. I'm just going to It's a crapshoot. Might be polio. Might be Lyme disease.
I think that's already happened to me at your house. Anyway. All right. So we have a big, fantastic site announcement as I'm waving my hands, waving around like I just don't care. Oh, look at Jen, too. All right. Do you want to do this or should I do this, Jen?
I don't know. Was that like the price? Is that the right to be at the right price?
And wave around like you just don't care.
You can do it. You can do it.
Okay. So the other day we put up a video for you guys of a fan video. What? I'm getting dinged nonstop here.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Stop. So last week we put up on social media a copy of one of the fan videos that was made years ago by all of you. You sent in parts of a Goose song and we edited them together and made this great video that the band loved, everybody loved. I believe Sweetest Lie the band was in. I know at least Mike and Robbie were. I'm not sure John was in it. I can't remember, to be honest.
Well, somebody's a diva.
I know, I suck. But the cool news is we have decided it's about time to do another one.
Yes.
Yeah. We've wanted to do it for a long time, but the moment just wasn't right, which is code for we didn't have people working on the site that knew how to edit video really good. And now we have a plethora of them. And so we are going to do a fan video for Fearless.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, and we're going to put more information up on the site and in our social media. You can't just randomly send us videos, and we don't want you to sing the whole song and send it. What we do, what we've found out over the years, what works best for these is if we break the song down into parts and we have people sign up to sing a certain part. Now, here's the deal. We don't care if you're, no one's going to actually hear your audio, okay? They're just going to see you singing it. So it's kind of like you're lip syncing, right? Well, it is like you are lip syncing. So don't worry about it if you don't have a great voice. I have a shit voice, okay?
Are these rules put into place because of me?
Anyway. Don't anger her. Don't anger her. So we're going to have you like, you know, if you sign up, because we'll have Jen will make a fabulous spreadsheet. That's just how it goes.
That's really why we're doing this, just so I can make a spreadsheet.
Probably. And then Scott will put out a form and all this good stuff. So we'll have you sign up for a different portion of the song. And we want you to video yourself singing it. We don't care if it's you by yourself, you and your friends, you socially distancing, you and family, however you're going to do it, you and your pet, just something like take the words, make it applicable. Now, we're going to end up with more submissions than we can handle. And so when that happens, we're going to take the one that fits the best for that part, and then we will contact you and say, unfortunately, your one for that didn't get part. We need this one. And it works itself out. It's a pain in the ass, but it works itself out. So we're asking you to please do this. We especially want to hear from Goo fans that are first responders during this time. And if you want to have something, a sign or anything that shows perhaps where you work or what you've done or be wearing your uniform. And also the people that like have had to work through all this, you know, that we really count on you. The grocery store people and for Jen, the liquor store people and, you know, and the medics and all this different stuff. So we'll flesh this out a little bit better on the site, but just know we are super excited. And the month of July, we're going to have you put these in. And then it's looking like it's going to come out August 1st, but we'll play that part by ear. Hmm. So I just threw that date at you just now, didn't I?
Sure.
Yeah, I just made that up in my head. So that's kind of flexible.
I don't have that on any sheet over here, yeah, but that's fine.
I know. I know. It's here somewhere in mine. But
sometimes
yeah.
She just calls an audible and she just don't give up.
I just do. Mm-hmm. Especially now when I've had no sleep. But so we're doing a new fan video. It's going to be fantastic. Your name will be listed on it in the back mm-hmm. at the close of the video. It is for Fearless. However you want to feel about it, if you want to be happy or powerful or strong, fearless,
tired,
anything, tired.
I'm just thinking about the, you know, the nurses and doctors and
yeah, no kidding,
firemen
right?
And
but we've had a lot of you first responders contact us over this time. So this is your shot, man. And it doesn't have to be great quality and all that kind of crap. You can shoot it with your iPhone. You can have a friend do it, just however you want to do, okay? And we'll try to make it work. So,
you know
we're going
to... Oh, what? Go ahead.
No, you first, dear.
You know what I wish that we had, you know, had the foresight that we knew that this was coming because mm-hmm. we could have filmed us when we went to that glass bottom thing in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that would have been fun. Yeah. But no.
Well, no. I mean, the joke being that it's the song Fearless, and yet I was crawling across the glass floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember, but security was so kind with you, Jen, so it's fine.
I did it, though.
Mm-hmm. You were. So we're going to have more for that out in the AG newsletter. If you're not signed up for that, please write to us at contact@absolutegoo.com, and we'll get you signed up for it. Anything else, Jen?
No, but my favorite thing about that was I said the thing about the glass floor and Annie just brushed me right off and was like, so we are going to get that out in the news.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I hate heights. And every time somebody comes to visit, we have to take them up to that damn tower, and which is no longer, you know, it's Willis. But,
yeah,
you know. And do that. And I hate it. So I'm always like plastered against the wall, you know, me and a cardboard cutout of Ferris Bueller
are
plastered against the wall.
I don't know what I was more excited about, Ferris Bueller stuff or that, but.
I know. It's like Chicago and Buffalo. I think I should start doing professional tours.
Well, it wasn't even, and you just got stuck in the middle of it because we had seen a thing mm-hmm. about it. Me and my, I don't know, my friend, my parents, people, you know, like a while before that. And I was like, oh, I'll do that. And because I'm terrified of heights, everyone that I knew, my family, my husband was like, no, you wouldn't. And I'm like, yes, I would. So when I was there, I was like, watch me.
She did it. Mm-hmm. She did it. Yep. And it didn't take that many security officers.
Oh my God. It's horrifying, people. If you do it, it's terrifying.
It is terrifying. But anyway. So that's it. So that is a huge ton of crap for you guys today. Literally, you've got the new song, Fearless on the charts, deluxe bundle coming out. New tour dates are up. Remember to ask for a refund if you want one really soon. Don't get a damn refund. You know you want to go to the show. Come on. New Fearless merch and new fan video.
Ooh. And a new song.
Well, I said that at the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah. Hear. That's most important. Yeah. She's just a man.
That's all very cool. And if you have any questions or comments or just want to pen pal with us, you can send an email.
Oh, you don't want to open that door there.
You can send us an email to podcast@absolutegoo.com. That's podcast, no S on the end, podcast@absolutegoo.com. And if you have any just general questions, I mean, that one works too, but you could also email us at contact@absolutegoo.com.
Okay. I think that's about it. I'm going to go have a lozenge for my throat and
I'm going to go and try out the new keychains. It's called Quality Control.
Oh, you sacrifice so much for this band.
I am. I do. I got to see if those keychains work before we can ship them out.
Multiple times. Multiple times. All right. We love you guys. Keep hanging in there. It sucks, but at least we're not all in the same boat, but we're all in the same storm. And and we will get through it.
Jen and I
won't have much minds left, but we will get through it.
I'm going to be like the cook that bounces off the propeller in the Titanic.
Oh God, don't say that. Yeah, I don't know. My whole house is going to be a giant art project by the time this is over. So my poor husband.
Yeah, my husband will be like, oh, I just thought I saw this and I thought I'd paint it just for fun. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. It's fun.
Yeah, except I'm sitting there thinking, you know what you could do instead? Vacuum.
Mm. Oh, God, you sound like my husband. Stop that. All right. We love you guys. Sorry for the yakking. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.